And a lot of companies have had no other choice than to raise money, even when their share price is down and they're, you know, terribly undervalued. They still have to continue to dilute to keep the business going. Right. What we've structured our business to do is avoid that and be able to pick and choose when we raise that capital. And as a result, we're still sitting with 86 million shares outstanding, $6 million in the bank. Insiders control 30% of the shares, and between insiders, Centerra, Newmont, and Jeff Phillips and Rick Rule, we have over 50% of the shares accounted for, in, you know, obviously very tight hands. So it's even tighter than it looks, perhaps on that, you know, 86 million number, given
the shareholders, who you have, yeah.
Register, yeah. Yeah.
Caleb Stroup, Headwater Gold, Rule 2026 Rule Symposium. How are you, man?
I'm great. It's great to be here.
Yeah, but tell me about the, how's it treating you so far? Tell me about the energy. Are we having some good conversations here? Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's been great. So this is our first time attending here.
Yeah.
For scheduling reasons, we hadn't been able to make it down previously, but pleasantly surprised, I would say. The thing that I'm most excited about is I've met quite a number of existing Headwater shareholders that I had never met before, which at many of the conferences I attend is sort of the exception. But here it's been the majority of our interactions. So that's a great outcome so far for me.
Yeah, having great conversations. But let's dive into Headwater. Tell me, what do you guys do? And I wasn't familiar with you guys before this the conference.
Yeah, so we're a gold exploration company with a focus in the Western U.S., specifically targeting one type of gold deposits called epithermal vein systems, generally high-grade gold deposits in one of the world's best mining jurisdictions, obviously Nevada. The way we approach that business is to focus on the earlier stage side of things in a bit of a project generator model, although we will drill our own assets as well from time to time. And we have a large portfolio at any given time of projects. Right now, I think it's over a dozen projects in the portfolio, of which six are in partnerships with large producing companies. Two projects in partnership with Newmont, three with Oceana Gold, and one with Centerra Gold.
Yeah, so talk to me, and you just mentioned it, but I want to ask this question again. What's the advantages of the project generator model? Is it just simply you're working with the bigger producers, if you would, in this industry and space, so there's more stability? But yeah, answer that for me.
So my view on this is if you're going to work in the early stage exploration space, you have to have a lot of opportunities for success, because mm-hmm. it's the most high risk. High reward part of the business, the mining business, is the front end, new discovery, exploration. And to really be effective at that, you need to be drilling a lot of projects, and you need to have a large portfolio. That obviously requires a lot of capital. And in some parts of the market cycle, that capital can be accessed in the capital markets. Mm-hmm. In some, it's more difficult, or your cost of capital is much, much higher. In obviously the softer markets, which have been sort of the dominant market cycle for the last 10 to 15 years, mm-hmm. That has been a bit of a challenge for a lot of companies. So our approach is to sort of blend those, access the capital markets in the windows when financing can be had at a reasonable cost of capital, mm-hmm. but also rely heavily on capital from the major mining companies who are motivated to do exploration. By nature, their business is one where they're constantly depleting their resource base, and they need to backfill that pipeline, and are actually, you know, quite interested in the early stage exploration side of the business, looking for real big, new, high leverage, high impact discoveries. And that's what we basically built our company.
You're feeding it to them.
To bridge that gap, give companies turnkey exploration opportunities in one of Nevada's greatest, or in the world's greatest jurisdictions in Nevada. And we have a team in place, we have the assets in place, and the majors supply the capital. We operate the exploration, collect the management fee, which helps offset our corporate costs, and we can begin to scale this up as we've done in the last couple of years bringing in multiple new partnerships with now three big producing companies.
I love the model, actually. And one of the reasons why I love the model is that you guys don't really, the access to capital, you made that point a couple of minutes ago. Talk to me about that in relationship to share structure. I was going over when I was at your booth, your share structure. You guys are so tight, you don't need to go to the market and raise, right? Correct? Or theoretically, because you have the big players behind you.
So that's the key point is, I've mentioned this a couple times, the cost of capital.
Right.
You know, at any given moment over the last 6 years, Headwater's existence, we could have raised money,
right.
But at what cost? You know, how
right.
many shares do you have to issue for every $1 million? And sometimes that just becomes prohibitive. And a lot of companies have had no other choice than to raise money, even when their share price is down and they're, you know, terribly undervalued. They still have to continue to dilute to keep the business going.
Right.
What we've structured our business to do is avoid that and be able to pick and choose when we raise that capital. And as a result, we're still sitting with 86 million shares outstanding, $6 million in the bank. Insiders control 30% of the shares, and between insiders, Centerra, Newmont, and Jeff Phillips and Rick Rule, we have over 50% of the shares accounted for, in, you know, obviously very tight hands. So it's even tighter than it looks, perhaps on that, you know, 86 million number, given
with
the
who you have, yeah.
The register, yeah.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head, and it's just, you don't see that often, and that's a good shake. You don't see that often with junior exploration companies. They're just gonna blow it out and raise money, which they need to do, theoretically, as things progress. But that, again, the way you guys are structured.
It's all where the capital comes from.
Right, exactly.
Every company, every junior company needs
capital. Has to raise
capital.
Money, yeah.
It's the oxygen
we
survive on.
And yeah, the business
it's
model.
Just how you structure the business to provide for that capital to keep the business model running. And we've done it a little bit different way.
Got it. Now, how many projects do you have currently at the moment? And don't go into Everett,
yeah.
But it's just a number so people can be aware of that.
Yeah, I think there's roughly a dozen projects in the portfolio.
Nice.
And that number is constantly growing. I say roughly because we're in right now a very active phase of target generation and new acquisitions where we're staking new ground, putting together new project concepts, doing some third-party deals here and there. But dominantly our business is to generate ideas on open ground where possible, and then evaluate those to a certain point where we have fairly high conviction there's a high upside target that needs tested.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point we make the decision, is this one that we would consider funding exploration on ourselves, or is it attractive to a set of potential major partners who would want to fund that at obviously terms that we would find acceptable. And it takes a little bit to make those decisions, but we're in that phase right now where we're acquiring new projects and evaluating those as we speak.
Now, are you agnostic in regards to jurisdiction, or are you just concentrated in Nevada, Idaho, or yeah, what goes in that process?
Generally, Western US is our playing field.
Uh-huh. That's a great jurisdiction
yeah.
to be in.
And so beyond that, it comes down to the rocks, to the geology.
Sure.
So there's I've got no problem with Idaho, Utah, Arizona, Wyoming. There's many, many good states in the Western U.S. to operate in.
Mm-hmm.
Our core focus is Nevada, and everything we look at outside of Nevada has to stack up against the opportunities that we can put together in Nevada. So we are looking all over the place, but our dominant focus has been Nevada for simply the reason that, you know, it's one of the world's premier mining jurisdictions for a reason.
Sure.
The rocks are great. There's great examples of
there's a lot
new
there.
Discoveries happening, you know,
yeah.
new tier one discoveries happening, you know, every 5 to 10 years still in Nevada.
Right.
Although people talk about it as a mature jurisdiction, there's 10 million ounce plus deposits being found routinely.
Right. Right. Well, Caleb, if investors, our viewers, want to do more due diligence on you, how do they find you if they want to invest in you and trade in you? What is your ticker symbols and what exchanges are you traded on?
Yeah, so we trade on the CSE under the symbol HWG, and on the OTC in the US under the symbol HWAUF. And the best place to get information is probably our website, headwatergold.com. And on there, you can find my contact information. I'm probably the best person. If you have any specific questions, just reach out directly. My email's on the website. And yeah, happy to answer any questions that anybody has.
We'll have Colby put all of this in the show notes, both on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. Caleb, great meeting you. Very interesting story. I got referred to you by some great people. And I myself told all my viewers and listeners I'm doing a deeper dive in. So I want to thank you for your time.
Great. I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.